Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You're listening to a fabric presentation from April 2018. Miss Annemarie van Hoof, Creative Director for Options, presents Innovative Textile Sourcing.
Welcome to the presentation of For Options. I would like to introduce our studio. I'm Annemarie van Hoof, representing For Options from the Netherlands. You can also check this on our website. Today we are here to talk about our vision, about sourcing, the innovative textile sourcing. We are the specialist in the technical textile related to functional product design. But first we look back to one of our presentation. We also presented it at Performance Days last season. It was about awareness. And we were thinking for a really long time that sky was the limit, that we were moving to a wonderful world, and that only innovation was the key to success. But we are facing problems with the enormous growing world population, the water shortage also for production in textile, running out of the natural resources. We face some air pollution in different areas of the world, enormous waste disposal, the plastic issue, and also the problems with the forest. So we, as a studio, as For Options, we think we have to create also more awareness in our business, the textile business, that knowledge, that something assists understanding of a situation or subject at the present time based on information or experience. Creating awareness of the product's real value is one of the key steps in promoting a product and making the connection with the end consumer. How to tell the story from resources to recycling, and how to integrate textile awareness into product design. Awareness of the real value of products, especially starting with thinking about what can textile do for this kind of awareness in the product development. We used to work in design processes in the fashion system, that we start drawing, creating a shape, thinking about color, creating a color card, making patterns, and then finally trying to find a solution for the textile. In the sportswear and outdoor business, we used to work more in the opposite way. First, more think about the material, the solution of the material, and then work to the color and pattern, and then finally to, okay, what kind of design can I create with this kind of textile, this functional textile? So that's a totally different way of working, and this is also a message. We also teach students at universities. We think it's also creating awareness to work in different way with materials. So that is also the basic for the sourcing, that the materials are the basis of everything, materiality and experience. It's much more about the experience of the textile. Because there's a renewed interest in material processes and an urgency to understand what products are made of. Creating awareness of the real value of products is starting with the focus on material and how to integrate the textile awareness into product design, putting attention to the right balance between the technology and the creativity. With the For Option Innovative Textile Sourcing, we create personalized material solutions for companies specialized in technical textile-related products. And to be efficient, or to be up-to-date, more innovative, creative, and of course to be more informed. The sourcing, you all can find this also on our website if you want to have a look more at the details. The sourcing, we divided it into the briefing, the concept, and the presentation. The briefing and the presentation is together with the client. The sourcing of the concept, the sourcing is much more what we do in this part. And with the sourcing service, we offer seasonal solutions or future material solution. to inspire and to inform management, production, and design depends on the client because it's personalized. So if we look at the briefing, we are going to think about the end users, the global themes, production areas, and fabric fairs. So together with the client, we are going to think about end users, the application for which a product is going to be designed, the style a product is used for, and the market it will be sold to. Sometimes it's even interesting to look for textile from a different end use and create so innovation in your business. For the global themes, it's much more the way we think about textile, make different kind of categories of themes, forward-looking vision of technical textile, identification of new innovation in the functional product market by implementation of new material solution. Production area, sometimes it's also better to look for textile in the production area. It's a better connection if it's really for seasonal solutions. So that's also a quite important part in the briefing. Together with the client, we can decide, okay, what kind of fabric fairs could be interesting for you? Is it interesting to look more out of the comfort zone if you are into fashion, to go to the A&A fair, much more in the healthcare or workwear to find your innovation or new solutions? So if we look at the end users, for example, we have a history in the studio, much more on the fashion side, fashion, urban, active, but also safety for workwear. We are moving also to healthcare, wellness, and of course to travel, packs, mobility, and also travel equipment is also important. But sometimes we move to the right to design, much more to architecture, to find new constructions to transform it into textile. So this is a little bit how we work and organize our end users, and together with the client we decide, okay, what kind of direction could be interesting for innovation for your company. This is how we make the category in the sourcing. Is it for more performance? Is it a protective, more for outdoor? Is it more construction, more the way of weaving? Is sustainability or even circular an important issue for the sourcing? Conductive is also a part, and we believe more in a conductive way integrated in the textile than more the wearable part of the conductive theme. Also feasibility. So there are many programs we can develop in this kind of themes. We have a lot of connection internationally, and we also think that's important for the sourcing, because it's not so difficult to create a beautiful file with fantastic textile, but we think we are also responsible to really make the connection, to offer textile also with the background. We also work transparent, mention the name of the textile supplier, so you easily can find the connection and you also can move to production. Different kind of fairs, textile, yarn, garment fairs. For our company, Performance Days is really important fair because it's really focused on the technical textile. We are always really happy to be here, and I think this is maybe the fifth time we also contribute with a presentation. So the sourcing, when we move to the concept, this part is more in the studio, the extensive selection, the creative process, our textile network, and the featured swatches, and an extensive selection of textile in a variety of qualities, techniques, structures, functionality, finishing from different production areas. Of course, the creative process, because when you see textile, you immediately begin thinking about solutions in design or whatever. So we always try to make the connection from the textile to the design for the customer, to make it also easier to read, to read the message of the textile. The process of generating new material solution and making the connection between the technology and the creativity. Our textile network, we work with a proven network of suppliers capable of producing a broad spectrum of technical textile. Most of the time we visit also the companies. We see the factories, we know the people behind the textile companies, and that's also important that we can choose the right textile company for our customer, that we know there will be a match. Selecting the right swatches for the project that matches the briefing and the requirements of the of our client. These are, for example, the Première Fichon. We have a big file of different kind of textile within our studio. The final selection, this is, for example, a visit at a factory. Most of the time we also make a report, because still we are, I think we are now for 30 years in the business, 20 years in the technical textile, and still we are really impressed how textile is made from yarn from beginning till the end. And we hope that this story also will be catched up by the end consumer to create also more awareness. So this is also what we do, we make a report in the factory. So this is the final selection. And then we go to presentation again together with the client to work with the final selection and see how we can implement the textile into their collection. A concept book, personalized selection, technical details and a PowerPoint. The concept books are written to present a material solution with real swatches, illustration, pictures and also detailed text. I have two books with me. If you are interested, you can have a look how we work. For every client, we offer unique and personalized selection with material solutions specific for their functional products or applications. And of course, the technical specifications are really important. We always deliver detailed sheets with information about the composition, the construction, price, texture, weight, MOQ, or what kind of information they need. We decided it with the briefing, what important for the sourcing. And then at the end, a PowerPoint to present the concept, not only to the team, but maybe they can also use it as a marketing tool to their clients. So this is, for example, a presentation, a collection book. This is the final selection, also with all the detailed information. You can see another file. And this is, for example, a PowerPoint. And it's not only about the swatch, but much more about the story behind. So we focus on efficient processes, because we can do a whole part before the design department starts creating their new season. It is always up-to-date information. We visit all the textile fairs and we are in close relationship with most of the textile factories. Innovative solutions, creative opportunities, and it's always important to be informed. It's always a different position to your producer, to the factory, if you're better informed about the textile. I have two cases, because we have sourcings on different level, different price level. If you are interested, I can give you more information about it. This is a quite, I cannot say, but a basic sourcing. This was for a workwear company. They are really focused on sustainability. They wanted a solution for knitwear, got certificated, and another notifications, the MOQ was quite low. So different kind of items we have to take care. But it was a really interesting sourcing also, but really practical, really seasonal sourcing. So together we decided, okay, what kind of fairs are interesting to find the right textile for you. And then at the end, it's just textile information, transparent about the supplier. And if they are really interested, we change the contact details. So it's quite an easy way to be updated for a reasonable price also. This is more a complex file. This is for a Dutch brand, Basile. They are specialized in cycling wear and then bags. So they wanted more a future vision. what will happen if they change the textile in their product? Not a completely other design, but only change the textile, what will happen. So we choose the protective side, we did something with construction, outdoor, because it is more for outdoor, of course, for cycling, conductive, visibility, and performance. So if you looked at protective, we suggested, for example, a fabric from Cutex Pro, and you can cut this fabric and it will not damage. Could be really interesting to transform this textile into a product design for a cycling bag. Or working with Kevlar, for example. And so on the sheet you see a small description of the textile, also the brand name, different kind of properties, and also some tags we think are important for this textile. So also for construction, this is a typical idea that we also looked on a different end use, on the site of different end use. This is from the maritime end use, that we use this material, the way how they created the sailing textile, how to transform this idea into bag design. That could be a totally different approach, by only changing textile, creating a totally different appearance of the product. With conductive, we work with a few designers in the Netherlands. One of them is Pauline van Dongen. She created now in a collaboration with a knitting factory and also with a Japanese company, a bag with a solar system. And I think this is really interesting because it's integrated in the textile. That is our really new solutions. So that could also be opportunity for them. Or also with very light taping of lead from Hall Center, also from the Netherlands. So for performance, we picked up a quality cork. It's made of wood, and it's really an old process, could also be interesting. And also, for example, this is from a Taiwanese brand, a special technology that you can damage the fabric and it will repair with a small hole, it can repair itself. So that's also one of the ideas we offered for this brand, Basil. So we think with the sourcing, we feel responsible for the product design, the textile related to product design, that you don't deliver just a product. You want to deliver more a smart experience, and it starts with textile. Our website, you can find more information. You can contact me. I still have some time. I have two files here with me, and maybe we can have a chat about your idea about textile related to product design. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright April 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.